Please say a prayer for Brother Dickie. Dickie Betts in critical condition after an accident at his Sarasota County home.
I read something about him today that he was not doing well.
He had some sort of accident.
I think he had a stroke or something.
Like a on a combine or something like that? Or can you be on a combine? Are you in a combine? If you're in a combine, you're missing legs, right?
You're near a combine.
Yeah, I think you're on one.
You're on it?
Yeah, you're on it. You drive a combine.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the way I understand it.
According to those in the know, Dickie Betts, who wrote Ramblin' Man
and sang it,
went out to his backyard and while playing with the family dog, slipped and cracked his head, causing bleeding in his brain.
Oh,
man.
That ain't good.
No.
I'll tell you, before long, J. Johnny Johnson's going to be the only one left.
Is that the drummer?
Yeah.
Or one of their six drummers?
Yes.
Damn.
That's the black one.
Okay.
What?
He's right. He is black. How much is Dickie Betts worth? $30 million?
That might be a little on the high side.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might be a little
man.
On the high side.
All those years of touring and all those songs.
All right, how much writing did he do, though?
Just on Ramblin' Man.
According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Dickie Betts.
My guess is $3.5
million. Any guesses?
30.
Any guesses?
30.
I'll say 20.
Celebrity Net Worth says $40 million.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Paid a man his money. Well, we will hold the good thought for the great Dickie Betts, who, of course, infamous for one thing, and that is pulling his car over on the side of the road, killing a cow, and eating it.
Eating a cow.
Right?
Yeah.
I kind of think that's an old wives' tale.
Well, you got to, whenever he does check out, you got to bring that book up.
Okay.
And at least read that passage.
All right.
Good news for you, Mike. You're the first person I thought of, and unfortunately, you're the last person I thought of when this story came down the pike earlier today.
I don't like it when E-News is aimed at me.
Oh, I love it when it's aimed at you.
Well, at least we know one thing, where Mike will be, whatever that first weekend of February is in Atlanta.
Oh, yes.
On the field of the anus.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He's going to stay for the Super Bowl just for this.
Because for 12 and a half minutes, you will find at the Super Bowl halftime show performing all of their hit, Maroon 5.
Mike?
Maroon 5?
Yeah, Maroon 5.
They're running out of safe, wide appeal bands to put in the middle of that football game.
Well, at least all the fat 49-year-old ladies will be happy in the United States.
Hey, I'm down with that.
So will I.
Maroon 5.
What do you want them to put out there? Megadeth?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Widespread panic?
Let's have widespread play. Half a song.
Fish?
Now that'd take the whole thing, half a song of theirs.
I mean, they're not going to put out...
That's what I meant.
They're not going to put Two Chains out there.
Or Death Cab for Cutie. They have to have mass appeal and be
Maroon
saved.
Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Cap G.
Yeah, they're
Bad
not going to put out
Bobby.
Cap G or Bad Bobby.
Yeah, where's Bad Bobby in all this?
Seriously, they all are right. Going to run out of bands.
So, Maroon 5. Well, there's a lot of bands, too, that I'm reading are just flat turning them down.
I know. That makes
and
it
so,
even harder.
Yeah, when they're like, hey, guys, you want to come play the Super Bowl? Because I think that, like, I don't know who the first big-name band was that was like, yeah, I'll go do it. And then you had the rush on McCartney and Prince and Petty and Springsteen and
Prince and Springsteen.
Whoever else played. Stones.
Rush.
Michael Jackson.
Shut up.
Yeah, was
Rush.
Michael Jackson like the first really big one?
Maybe so, but I think after, like, there was a string of them, U2.
Uh-huh.
And then the other bands were like, you know what?
Did you say Coldplay?
We're good. We're not going. We're going to undo this.
Remember, yeah, Coldplay.
Remember Aerosmith and Britney Spears together?
I'll never forget it.
That's the best one they ever did.
You should just go back to marching bands.
I'd be fine 100% with it. Agree. Get the Grambling Marching Band or the Aggie Band out there.
Yeah, but they got to get the Frau, man, and that's what this is.
Well, Maroon 5 will get the Frau.
You know what they ought to do is make the best short, the Oscar for best short. Run that in the 12-minute span.
Or hell, just run the Bud Bowl.
I'll watch the Bud Bowl if Bud Knight is the quarterback for the Bud Light team.
He's quarterback for both teams.
Oh, all-time QB?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying Bud Knight's resurgence on the new commercials?
It's the only good thing about it.
It is.
When he put the guy in stocks after he asked for a mead.
And then he's storming that other king's castle.
Yes, Bud Knight is so bad that it's actually funny.
Agreed. I just think the term Bud Knight.
That was so stupid. So what do they do, Mike? Help me out, because I really don't know. They do, you got the moves like Jagger. They do that?
They do that.
And then what else?
I don't know. They got three or four others.
Well, name them. You're the one that loves them.
Can't think of them right now.
Do they do, Patsy's back in atmosphere and then drops of Jupiter?
No, that's Train.
You know damn good and well what they do.
No, I don't.
You're the entertainment news
reporter. I know
Moves
Like Jagger.
Yeah, and that's it. I don't know one other song that they do. You know why? They suck.
No, they don't.
They're dumb.
No, they don't.
You don't even know any songs.
No, he doesn't.
You don't know any songs.
I'm repeating it.
You don't know any songs.
Yeah, I do.
What are they?
You don't know any
You're
names.
Going to Spotify and typing their name in. You don't know it. That's like me doing that for Gwar.
Well, look, I'm not a huge fan. I don't know anything by
That's
name.
That's all you do is talk about him. He's so handsome. If only I could be that handsome.
I've never even mentioned him by name. Not once. I will have you know.
Whatever. Well, this will suck.
Hear what?
Let's see.
Never heard it.
Baby, only 18.
Y'all wake me up when this song's over.
No idea. With herself. What's this called? He Ooh, Baby?
Is this music?
No, this is called She Will Be Loved. Now, I know you've heard this, too.
Oh, yeah. I surely have heard this one. I have heard this.
God, so annoying.
Nothing wrong with this. Besides, with this top 40 jag that you're on these days, seems like you'd be all over this.
This is what Mike listens to when he's so driving to CBS to get tampies.
Listen to this.
What?
Tampies.
Listen to this voice.
That guy's a great singer. Nothing wrong with it.
You're an idiot.
You guys are at odds over Maroon 5.
I'm going to punch him in a minute.
You going to punch him?
Yeah.
Take him out.
Besides, he brings in Ed Sheeran in here and all these other cats. That just
Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
They brought no Ed Sheeran in nowhere.
Oh, the hell you have it.
I know. I hate
love Ed Sheeran.
When mommy and daddy fight.
LeBron James.
To Tom Sawyer again.
LeBron James is teaming up with Black Panther director Ryan Coogler. This has been long rumored, but it's official now. Space Jam 2.
Finally.
Will be a thing, and LeBron James will star in the film. Was this huge when you were a kid?
Oh my God, yeah. Space Jam?
I still have never seen it. You know why? Because I was 25 or whatever when it came out in the late 90s. And cartoons. Basketball.
Sean Bradley was in it. Yep. He was one of the star players.
Yeah.
That's right. It spawned the Sean Bradley action figure.
I don't even know if my kids have seen this yet. I think that they would really, they need to see this. But yeah.
I remember when the Sean Bradley action figure got played for the Mavs basketball team. In the
Maybe
locker
we need to
room.
Play it for him today to liven things up over there a little bit.